We're based in a Victorian police station which was opened in 1879, and we still have the original wing of cells and the charge office in the police station. We also have a courtroom which we recovered from Denton Police Station, which is also Victorian, and that's on display upstairs.
I mean, we're stood actually in the cell area now. I mean, it is like a blast from the past, isn't it?
It's amazing. There are so few places where you can do this now. It's far easier to visit a 19th century stately home than it is a police station from that period.
And do you tend to get a lot of visitors coming down here?
Yes, we get over 10,000 visitors a year, and we also do an extensive programme of school visits and college visits as well, apart from the public open days.
And obviously today is a very special day because Greater Manchester Police is celebrating 40 years. Tell us a bit about how policing has changed, I guess, over the years.
Well, it's amazing when you think that in 1974, the radios that the police were issued with still had their faults and problems, and they were still carrying a whistle for emergency communication, which dates back to the 1880s. In fact, whistles were advised in case of terrorist bomb alerts because there were fears that radio traffic might accidentally trigger a radio-controlled device. And so officers were told to retain the whistles and use them to alert the public if there was a problem with bombs. And in 1974, we were actually dealing with a large number of terrorist bombs, not only in Northern Ireland, but also on the mainland as well.
It's hard to imagine now an officer in the street sort of blowing a whistle, isn't it? Everyone would kind of look at him as if he'd lost the plot.
Indeed. I mean, oddly enough, there is still occasions when it is used. Motorcycle escorts will use a whistle to alert people at a road junction because it is such a distinctive sound.
It's nice to show off kind of what policing is about in Greater Manchester over the years, isn't it?
It is. I mean, policing is about continuity. It's about serving the community continuously. In Manchester's case, that goes all the way back to 1839. But from GMP's point of view, no matter what the occasion or what the situation, we'll always be ready there to protect the community and to serve the community.